front of me have, only they're on foot, and I'm not. They should be on a sidewalk. It's an alley. Alright, that guy looks... Oh, we in here. Very last second fucking Jack moves to make this turn. Very nice. If I do say so myself. All right. Playing video games via the internet. Why? That seems like a fool's errand. Why? Who would do that? Internet video games. It's a load of preposterity. I don't think that's a word. It's probably not a word.
What is it all about? I don't understand. I just don't understand.
I can't believe
he went in.
Let's he called here to argue with Drake.
Gotta give him one more.
I cannot believe that.
Now you gotta call another wrong channel fan.
Yeah, like hip hop.
He really just called here to argue about the last guy that said Drake was whack. He called us.
This is ridiculous.
Like, do we realize we don't play Drake?
Yeah.
Like, not yet. I mean, sometime, few years, Drake stuff will be considered classic, but it's not now.
Not now.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Shall I snag it again, please?
Absolutely.
That's just funny. All right.
Oh, man.
Ah, thank y'all. That was funny. I needed that. Keep God first. Everything else will fall into place. I'll talk to you, at you, with you, about your ass tomorrow, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., man. God bless each and every one of y'all. Thank you for tuning me in. Not tuning me out. I get bullshit. The Z-Head Lover Show is backspin. Sirius XM, I'm gone, man. Bye-bye. They start talking like girls and shit.
I'm
happening, but I've been losing Instagram followers. Like, they're dropping like flies. Plus, like 60 people in the past 5 days. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. If you're not following me, go to @KingTrot on Instagram. I thought I was doing very well. I mean, it's cute, it's funny, it's personal, it's everything Christian James Hand on fact.
Fucking die. Hey, don't forget, you guys can follow me on Instagram. I almost never post anything. It's fucking awesome.
Blinded by the Light, Manfred Mann's Earth Band on Classic Rewind. I'm Alan Hunter here on the eve of what I hope will be a good weekend for you. If not cold, at least where I am anyway. I can't dig out from the snow anymore. It's too damn frozen, so maybe I'll just pee on it. So what would be fun tomorrow as I am housebound? But to listen to former Arizona Democratic Congressman Ron Barber rifling through his vinyl collection and sharing stories of his time in England in the 60s, along with his favorites from the U.S., Lead Belly, Chris Smither. What a fun show. It's on The Village, SiriusXM Internet Radio only, channel 741 or the SiriusXM app, and that's at 10 in the morning, East Coast, 7 West.
That sounds like a real fucking barn burner, Alan Hunter. I should have gone through that, but I didn't. What? No, fuck.
Rick Lee, don't go nowhere.
You know what I heard radio loves best, Kimmy? Why'd you fill me in, Miss Sana G? I mean, aside from the Sana G morning show, of course. Let's count the ways how they love music. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. And let me tell y'all, it's free. iHeartRadio makes your phone the radio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com or KML.com.
Now in theaters.
Bianca, a duff like you will never matter.
Learn a new four-letter word.
What's a duff?
D-U-F-F. Designated ugly fat friend.
The light of day soon in the U.S., so we'll stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Ellie's up five here with Love Me Like You Do, 25.
Credit retail bonus. That money, that money back. Leave that money back. Money back, money back, money back. I always want to stunt so hard. I always want to ride that whip. I always want to fuck that bitch. Think you gotta fuck that bitch. I always want to live that life. I always want to wear that ice. I always want a paradise. I always want a paradise. Straight up. Finally famous, nigga.
Wiggling around in the sand, and a back rub from one of those guys with the really big hands. Aquafina, Aquafina, oh so pure and so true.
Oh.
Jackson Force.
Imperative.
I like. But she from Queens, but she coming back a queen, bitch. Think bigger, Kim, not think bigger than them. Sean gotta get these niggas a gym.
What about my iPod?
Hip hop, do it till you drop.
Hey, man, we're just trying to stay young. That's all we're trying to do.
I'm trying to keep him young.
He is, because I'm married now. I don't want to fly away and no longer be an old dude. You know, one thing that we do is we love to listen to a hip-hop radio station.
But it's more of a job for us.
Because it's hard, like, to try and figure out. Because hip-hop on the radio is where what's
it's
now.
It's on the edge. It's what's hip.
Right.
It's what's now.
Right on the tip, you know?
We love it, but we have a problem. Every time we go to it to find out what's new and hip, we're reminded of how old and white we are.
Exactly. There's a station in L.A. we listen to called Power 106, and we'll be driving along just listening to Power 106. The problem is that we have a hard time trying to decipher what is a new song on Power 106
versus what is a commercial on Power 106.
It all sounds the same to
I've actually
old
never known.
White ears. Because we'll be driving along, they're laying in some fat ass beat like, we're like, what is that right there? Is that the new Color Me Bad? Is that the new MC Snow? Then all of a sudden lyrics come out of nowhere. It's like, I put my gat in your mouth and I feel full of lead. I got crazy motherfuckers trying to fuck with my head. I fuck 10 bitches and then I get my fix. Because it's an all-request weekend on Power 106. Okay, was that a song right there?
I don't know, dude, but how good was that song?
Yeah, dog.
Whatever we're doing, I don't
know. Yeah, anything on the Power 106 will trick us.
Everything tricks us.
I'll never forget we were listening. Remember, we were listening, and this totally fooled us right here.
They were like, yo, bitch, hand me my shotgun.
Yeah, tell them what time it is.
Hippie, yo, get the fuck out the way.
Peg leg, fisherman, gonna step to the barn, squeeze a lemon on my shrimp, so what you say?
Get the fuck out the way.
I bust a nut on your bitch, and I give her what she want.
Because kids under 6 feet free at the Long John Silver's restaurant.
I'm dry, so I sit in the back, knocking on the tin to get those other goodies to come back. They can see me making shapes to the beats, hear my stereo drums.
Intro, and I'm as funky as a water. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Tom.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Tom, it's Jared, the weight loss kid.
Jarrett or Jared?
Jared.
The weight loss kid.
Yeah.
Oh, Jared, who's like the guy who lost all the weight by eating Subway subs.
Oh, right. You know, I've heard that guy's a phony.
You heard he's a phony?
Yeah, I heard that's not real at all.
Really? That he did not lose that weight?
From what I've heard, he's faking it.
He's faking that weight loss.
That's right. See, at Dessert Town, it's all real.
At Dessert Town.
That's right. I'm the company spokesman.
And what is Dessert Town?
Oh, well, Dessert Town is a new weight loss-themed dessert restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're like, they're healthy things that are just like low fat?
They're no fat. They're actually negative fat. You can order anything on the menu,
uh-huh.
And you're going to lose weight.
I mean, when you say lose weight, you can't lose weight eating dessert, though.
Oh, with this stuff you can, sure. You eat a fudge bomb, you're going to lose 2 pounds. I guarantee it.
No, it just can't work like that, though.
Well, it does.
It's dessert, though, right? And there's something called a fudge bomb?
Yeah.
No, it...
Well, you haven't tried it. See, that's why I'm calling. I'm calling to promote the product.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you about myself, my backstory,
sure.
Okay?
Sure.
I'm 22 years old.
Okay.
I used to have a tremendous weight problem for my entire life.
Uh-huh.
At my largest, I weighed 400 pounds.
Okay.
And that was in high school.
400 pounds in high school.
Yep.
Very
foggy. I couldn't even fit into the frame of my senior high school picture.
Because you were so big.
I was so big. Uh-huh. Everybody teased me.
Yeah.
I was always getting teased by my classmates. And most of all, from my gym teacher.
Your gym teacher used to tease you?
Yeah, his name was Mr. Delaglorflort.
What is that name?
Mr. Delaglorflort.
Mr. Delaglorflort.
Glorflort.
And what, he used to make fun of you?
Oh, my God. He would, you know, he'd call me names all the time. Blubberface, blubberpuss, blubberbutt.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much anything with blubber in it.
Because you were overweight.
Yeah. One thing he did that was very humiliating.
Uh-huh.
He made me get down on all fours.
Yeah.
And he would attach a big sled to my bottom. And he made me pull around all the cheerleaders during the pep rally.
Like an animal.
Like an ox.
Did that guy inspire you to kind of look for a way to lose weight?
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, what would you do if your gym teacher took you over to his house on Easter Sunday and hid Easter eggs under your fat rolls and then had all the kids in the neighborhood have an Easter egg hunt on your body?
He did that to you.
He did.
Why? First of all, why would you let him do that to you?
Well, he's my gym teacher. He commands a certain respect.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think?
There are limits.
I know that now. I guess I just didn't have the confidence at the time, and, you know, being 400 pounds won't do that to you.
Sure, I can understand that it's a matter of confidence, and you have low self-esteem.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple years out of high school, I was approached by my Uncle Maurice, who owns a large pharmaceutical company.
Okay.
And he wanted me to test out this new weight loss product that his company was working on.
Okay.
And I took part in the trials, and do you believe I ended up losing 250 pounds in 6 months?
Wait, 250 pounds in 6 months?
I did.
And this was from doing...
From moderate exercise.
Like, what is moderate exercise?
You know, treadmill, maybe an hour a day, and 3 square meals a day of nothing but Dessert Town dessert.
So you would run on a treadmill?
Mm-hmm.
For an hour a day?
At the most, yeah.
Okay, at the most an hour a day.
Sure. Hey, I sent you a JPEG. Did you get that? Before and after?
Let me check.
Hard to believe it's the same guy.
I'm not at it yet. Hold on. But that's you?
Yep.
That's you now.
Looks like Brad Pitt, doesn't it?
Oh, well, I mean, you're in great shape. You are in really great shape.
Mm-hmm.
And you were very... heavy before, absolutely.
I was in not great shape before.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm still just, I just got to back up for a minute. You lost 250 pounds by eating 3 desserts a day in moderate exercise.
Yep.
I mean, can I just ask, these desserts must, these are not like, when you use the word dessert, I guess you must be using it in a kind of like a very liberal definition of dessert.
Like Slim Fast, like that old that joke, one delicious shake for breakfast, one shake for lunch, and then diarrhea all day, that kind of thing? No, this is a real dessert.
Like what? Like what? You said fudge bomb. What is a fudge bomb?
Oh, a fudge bomb is just a massive hunk of the richest fudge you'd ever want. And I think we sent you something else there, the mighty Chocolageddon. Did you receive that?
I did not receive anything. I mean,
we sent you a package of a frozen dessert, our biggest item, Chocolageddon.
Hey, Matt? Can you just check by the mailbox and see if there's anything?
They packed it in a special freezer package.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Okay. There is something here.
Mm-hmm. Crack it open.
Wow, this actually is a dessert.
A Chocolageddon, my friend.
This looks pretty good.
Can I describe to your listeners what it is?
Please do.
Okay.
It actually looks very good.
Okay, it starts off at the very bottom.
Uh-huh.
It's a base of 3 extra thick chocolate fudge cakes. On top of that, 4 scoops of double chocolate, double chunk ice cream. On top of that, 2 chocolate brownies, a half cup of rich chocolate mousse sauce, 2 triple chocolate fudge chocolate chip cupcakes with dark chocolate frosting, and as you can see, you eat it with a chocolate fudge spoon.
Yes, there is an actual chocolate fudge spoon in
mm-hmm.
here. So, I'm going to try it.
Dig in.
Okay. Oh, this is good.
It's great, isn't it?
This is very good.
Mm. I just ate one about 20 minutes ago.
This is unbelievable. Wow. Oh my God. This is the most chocolatey thing I've ever eaten.
And Tom?
Yeah?
By the time you're done with that,
yeah,
you'll have lost 4 pounds.
Well, that is just not possible.
No, it
is real chocolate.
No.
How on earth did I lose weight from eating this thing?
NegaCal.
What is NegaCal?
Well, that's the brand name of the secret ingredient in all the dessert town items.
Uh-huh.
The active agent in NegaCal is something that Kern Pharmaceuticals invented that's called Cellumorph.
What is Cellumorph?
Basically, here's how it was explained to me.
This is good.
When you digest one of our products,
mm-hmm.
the Cellumorph goes to work right away, and what it does, it attaches itself to your fat cells, and it basically
uh-huh.
eats away at your fat and breaks it down into this rather unpleasant slimy green substance, which you eliminate within 7 minutes of eating the dessert.
And it's I mean, I'm just assuming it's FDA safe.
Oh, well, after NAFT, it's perfectly legal, yes.
After what?
NAFT, N-A-P-T.
What's that then?
The North American Pharmaceutical Treaty.
The North American Pharmaceutical Treaty?
Yeah, they actually lax the definitions of what is poisonous when it comes to Series 4 hydroantioxidants. So it's perfectly on the level.
So it's FDA approved?
Technically, no.
It's not.
No, but it works, though. I mean, look at me.
So this is not FDA approved?
Not really.
But can I assume then, but it's going to be? Like, it is safe, what I'm eating?
It didn't harm me.
Uh-huh.
But then again, I had 4 weeks of chemical conditioning before I actually took the plunge. I actually had a dip where I was lowered into a tank of some kind of fluid. I'm not even sure exactly what it was, but...
Wait, this was to what? Prepare you for what?
Well, I was the first person to really eat this stuff.
Yeah.
They had to make sure that I was protected, and it was fine. I mean, I really had no side effects, but... There are a few things that they say go along with eating the products for some people, and this is a very small percentage.
What kind of side effect are we talking about?
Well, like dry mouth, minor headache, minor diarrhea, heart stoppage, chapped lip.
Wait, hold on a second. What did you do? You said...
Oh, minor diarrhea?
No. What was the other one you just said there?
Dry mouth.
No, I heard something that had... I think you said heart stoppage.
Yes, I think I did say that, but yeah, I don't think that happens much.
But you can't, it shouldn't happen at all. That's dangerous. That's horrifying.
Well, Uncle Maurice said there should be no problems.
Uncle Maurice?
Yes, Maurice Kern?
Yeah, well, I've had Maurice Kern on the show before.
You have?
Yes, from Kern Pharmaceuticals.
Yes!
Yeah, that's like a completely, that's scary. You didn't tell me it was Kern Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, I think I did, didn't I?
No. You mentioned Uncle Maurice.
Yes,
I mean, I don't know who that is.
Well, it's a very reputable company.
So what? Just read back that list of possible side effects.
The minor side effects are dry mouth.
Yeah.
Minor headache.
Uh huh.
Minor diarrhea.
Yeah. Didn't you say something about heart stoppage?
That's the most minor of all of them.
No, that would be the least minor of all of
well,
them.
Well, it depends how you look at it.
Well, I would look at it like I like my heart to run.
Well, let me ask you this right now.
Yeah?
How do you feel?
I feel okay right now.
How do your teeth feel?
My mouth does feel a little weird.
Feels a little tingly?
My teeth actually feel loose.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Look, don't worry. Hey, you took that red pill first, didn't you?
No, I didn't take what red pill?
Oh, no. There should be a red pill in that package that you were instructed. There's instructions, aren't there? To take that pill first?
There's no instructions on this thing.
Oh, Earl.
Who's Earl?
Earl sleeps up at Kern Pharmaceutical, and he's gotten into some trouble. He's actually an ex-convict. He's on like a work release thing, and Uncle Maurice is, out of the goodness of his heart, he's such a kind soul, is trying to get him to do other jobs, so he's doing some mailings and things like that now. This was his responsibility to send this out.
Well, there's no red pill or instructions on this thing.
I guess he forgot to pack the pill. Can I ask you this?
Yes.
How far are you from a medical center?
I'm not near one. Why? I mean, my teeth do feel loose. And there's like a kind of like a film in my mouth.
Yeah. What's going on with the hair?
My hair feels fine. I mean, it's kind of in my mouth right now.
Can I ask you to run your fingers through your hair from forehead to the back?
Yeah.
What do you have in your hand?
Kind of like there's some hair.
How much?
Like 5 or 6 strands.
Do it again.
Okay, there's 6 more.
Do it again.
No, I'd rather not do it again.
Okay.
What is the side effect on this thing? Seriously, this is not funny. First of all, you told me to eat the thing without taking a pill. You told me to dig in.
I thought you would have read what instructions were supposed to be in there. Earl is going to be in trouble tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I might be in trouble tomorrow also.
Well, you might be having a reaction to the cellulomorph. Actually, cellulomorph does not actually look like what is in front of you. It's not brown.
Uh-huh. It's not chocolatey.
No.
What color is it?
It's actually kind of fluorescent green.
Uh-huh. And that's what I... So how does it turn chocolatey? Because this thing is... How... What's wrong? But should I go to the hospital now?
Well, they inject it with a dye to make it brown.
Yeah?
You might be reacting to the dye, possibly.
I mean, what is the... I mean, am I going to suffer heart stoppage now?
Honestly?
Please, yes.
Let's say 10 people ate this, okay?
Uh-huh.
Probably 6 would have some kind of stoppage.
So 60% of everybody, if you don't take this red pill, what is the red pill?
You take it 10 minutes before eating the dessert.
Uh-huh.
And then it kind of eases your system into the shock of the negacal cellulomorph.
Oh, this is not good. This is not good at all.
Hey, well, Tom, it's been great talking to you.
No. I need help right now. What do I say when I go to the hospital?
You say, I think I'm having a reaction. I didn't take the medication that was prescribed to me.
Nothing was prescribed to me. Oh, my God.
You'll be fine.
Oh.
What's going on with the feet?
They kind of feel burning.
Yeah.
I do not feel good now.
Have you thrown up yet?
Not yet.
That's good. That's very good. What's going on in the stomach?
It's not good.
A bunch of worms in there?
It feels like worms, yes.
Yeah. Those are worms.
How are there worms?
Well, the cellulomorph has a reaction in about... It's a very small percentage of people who take it, where the cellulomorph mixing with the acid of the stomach causes worms to hatch. Hey, well, I better get rolling, okay? I've got some more stations to call. I wish you well, and I hope this doesn't taint your impression of the product or of current pharmaceuticals.
Oh, I don't feel good. Seriously, I don't feel good.
Oh, you'll probably be fine. All right, good night, Tom. I gotta go.
I put my pants on inside.
Interesting first 30 minutes it was. The Jets seeking an upset, leading 17-7, all their points coming off of turnovers by Mark Brunell. And we got to tell you, Brunell looks considerably less than 100%.
Seven interceptions in a row? Seven? Jim, how does a guy throw seven interceptions in a row?
Just a wild guess here, Danny, but when I had the Hong Kong flu, one of my symptoms was complete color blindness. Now, Mark Brunell may not be able to differentiate his own players from those of the Jets, and that is something that a quarterback must be able to do in this league. Danny, what do the Jaguars have to do here in the second half to get back into the game?
I don't know.
Well, as the teams line up for the second half kickoff, let's check in again at field level with Lynn Swan.
Well, some good news from the Jacksonville locker room. I just spoke to the team physician who has been treating Brunell, and he is reporting a complete recovery. He calls it nothing short of a miracle. I also talked to Brunell, and he says he's feeling 100%, and went as far as guaranteeing a victory. Back to you guys.
Good news indeed, if you're a Jaguar fan.
Guaranteeing a victory? Jim, look at Brunell. He looks good. He isn't trembling anymore.
It certainly does look for the moment like a different Mark Brunell. He has a spring in his step now as the Jaguars line up in shotgun formation. Brunell pulls out, fires to McCarley. He's loose downfield, 25 yards, and that's a perfect strike. Vintage Mark Brunell.
Vintage. Oh, my God, he completed a pass. He's vintage Mark Brunell.
Jacksonville lines up in slot formation. Smith wide right, no huddle. Brunell takes the...
All right. One time I was in.
Ladies and gentlemen, there has been
Say, look at this. I've been
Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, who do you think's gonna win?
Who's gonna win what, sir?
The game. The big sports game that I'm so pumped for it. I'm sitting waiting for the big game. Who do you think's gonna win?
Well, could go either way at sports.
Yeah, I think so too. I think our team's gonna win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you think the big scorers are gonna be? You think it's gonna be the big guns? You think the big guns are gonna come through?
You know, you never know.
Sometimes, though, you know what's great is when the unexpected guys, they have a really good game.
Yes, sir.
What do you think our chances are for the whole season?
Well, you know, you never know with professional sports.
Yeah, we don't have a TV here out at Mill Haven.
Speech to speak, speech to speak. Next fuck with all the geek preaching, man, he teach. Some of these fools be boosting, rap about what they make. But at the end of the day, between me and you, they ain't got nothing to say.
That's right.
Money don't make me, I make money go hard for mine, I'm smashed. Never recall my product, customer satisfaction. Am I too early or are they too late? Am I too broke or are they too slave? Why do we go? Why do you go stop? How come you can't? Why can I not? Can't be slipping like a transmission. Mission, you counterclockwise, twisted. Mixing and whipping, goo-goo. Be prepared to shoot. Step it up, don't get left behind. Do some catching up, cause I'll catch up on your fry.
On your fry.
Bitch! Oh, shit. He talking shit, shit, shit. Shit, shit, shit. He said some shit, shit, shit. Shit, shit, shit. Shit! Oh, shit. He talking shit, shit, shit. Shit, shit, shit.
He said some shit, shit, shit.
Not all the rappers, but most of them sound alike.
Alike?
I've been rapping since most of them knew how to ride a bike.
A bike?
On the dope track, I've been flipping, pushing white.
And Yola.
Triple beam scale scanners on that high.
And that robot.
Traumers walking around with they spook out.
Spook out?
Grinding. Standing in front of my mama's home.
Magazine Street.
Hover rocks, ounces, cotton candy zones.
Ice cream.
Zippers, quarters, half pounds.
Hold
for the dope fiends.
Verified fixture, gritter, weight mover.
Weight mover?
Burgundy Mercury 67.
Cougar.
A cougar.
With the luggage rack. And the gold tips,
gold grill,
gold weed,
gold rings,
gold checks,
gold every fucking thing.
Better learn how to swim or you gon' fucking sink.
You gon' sink.
If you don't work, then you gon' fucking age
away.
Cry complaining and whining, ain't good.
Cry complaining and whining, ain't good.
How the fuck I'ma help you if you can't help
you? Can't help me.
Shit! Oh, shit. He talking shit, shit, shit. Shit, shit, shit.
He said some shit, shit, shit.
Shit, shit, shit.
Shit!
Shit. He talking shit, 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 shit.
He says some shit, shit, shit,
shit, shit, shit.
Stacks, triple X throwbacks with my name on the back. I know you see us, you wanna be us. With Jam Master J on my Adidas. Plus I ride around in two-seaters. I hope it's cold cause I'm coming with my heater. I'm on a feeder doing 150. Can't you-
Hey, yo, dogs, for real? I'm your man, but you got to do something.
Oh, all this music is terrible.
I'm kind of bummed because I'm missing down in Australia when the wake up.
Yes, are you hiring?
No, we're not.
Huh?
No, I'm sorry, we're not.
Pardon me?
You want a proper fix? Call me.
Welcome to
White World of Sports,
brought to you by
Budweiser,
Breakfast of Champions.
Remember, when you're out of Bud,
tough Schlitz. And also by
Pit Stop, the all-day deodorant for people who can't afford to wait.
And today we journey to
Sofia, Bulgaria,
where we're going to be watching
United States High School Championship basketball game.
Between?
The East Westchester North Stars, champions of the Southern Conference.
Against?
The Bloods from Rapp Brown Memorial High School in Newark, New Jersey.
And tonight we will be talking to
Coach JoJo Bubba Jr.,
otherwise known as
Amguana Kick Booty.
Take it away, Red.
Howdy, this is Red Blazer, and I'm here courtside with the coach of the Bloods. Tell us, coach, how are you going to get your boys up for tonight's game?
I'm going to kick booty.
That's right, and I'm Red Blazer, and we're here courtside with the coach of the Bloods. Coach, let's talk about your record.
My record?
That's right.
The hell you want to bring that up for, man?
Well,
hell, I thought you wanted to talk about basketball, man. Now, I did my time, man. I paid my debt to society,
no,
man. I don't need to be talking about my record, man.
Well, wait a minute.
How the hell I know she was 13?
No, Coach, you misunderstand me.
Yeah, she looked 15 anyway.
Yeah, Coach, what we meant is your one loss record. Now, you're the winningest coach in the history of high school basketball.
That's right.
And your team has won over 455 games this season alone.
That's right.
And your star center, Tyrone Shoelace, is averaging over 132 points a game.
That's wrong.
Wrong?
Yeah, he's averaging over 132 points a game.
Oh, that's right. Now, Coach, let's talk about Shoelaces for a bit. Here's a boy who's only 4'11", yet he leads the league in rebounding.
That's right.
Assists.
That's
scoring.
Right.
That's right. You know what I'm saying. Your mother's offered me the goods. I'm not paying. It started as a laugh, as a bit of a joke, something funny to say. What?
Who the hell is this boy to disrespect the honorable mayor, Marion Barrett?
Why don't you just sit down?
Hey, man, I'll get the hell out of here.
You sit down, man.
Now, say, I walked out of Prince in 1982 before he sang 1999. What? You think I give a fuck about Chris?
Yo, man.
Bye.
stoking up my will to survive. And night falls and I study the landscape, looking for a path to the prize. One day I will conquer this hunger, overcome the logic of life. Speed up and imagine the future, crystalline and pure like the snow.
All right, I made it. Everybody have a good weekend. I'm gonna go inside. It's very foggy out here. I don't know. Weekend plans. I don't know. Very foggy. All right, I'll see you guys.